Spring has sprung and you need to celebrate with a new MyPillow. With its patented interlocking fill, you can easily adjust your MyPillow to your individual needs. And now Mike's added brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you more comfortable throughout the night. Plus, MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. There's never been a better time to get the MyPillow 2.0 than right now when it's 50% off. You can also get the extraordinary Giza Dream Sheets starting at just $29.99. Made from the world's best cotton from a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, the Giza Dream Sheets feature a sateen weave, giving them a luxurious finish. We own several sets, and they are fantastic. And you can get them for a limited time at an extremely low price with promo code REGULARJOE. Visit MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE to shop the best deals on MyPillow's complete line of products and get the lowest prices when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Well, hello there, and welcome, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe here with you on this Wednesday. I wanted to spend a little more time on this story about the trades, because I think it's an important thing. I know there's a lot of parents, grandparents that listen. We certainly have a fair amount of young people listening, including some that are in high school, some that are being homeschooled. And I can't say enough about the importance of at least exploring the trades. I get it. It's not for everybody, and I'm not claiming it is, but I think it's probably for a lot more than many probably realize. Including one of the things they talk about in this article is the fact that they comment on the fact that there's some concern that technology will end up replacing human beings in the construction trades, in the building trades, and that's kind of part of a reason to maybe not get into them. Now, let me start by just saying that's not going to happen, but let's pretend that it would. It's not going to happen. If it were going to happen, anybody listening to this show right now, including someone as young as 6 years old, could handily go into the trades and make a career of it without ever worrying about being replaced by technology in this lifetime. Simply, at least at the consumer level, the technology does not exist yet for them to fully replace. Now, can they automate certain things? Yeah. Do they have factories? Absolutely. But the fact remains, the technology does not exist to replace human beings in a meaningful way at this time. So it's not really an issue. As a matter of fact, one of the things that they have been doing, and I think this is pretty cool, again, technology has its place. It can be abusive, as I think AI is quickly going to become, just to mention one possible thing that's a problem. But there's a lot of positive uses in technology. Now, one of the issues that's been a real sore spot for quite a while with the trades is you can get repetitive stress issues, right? Your wrists get blown out or whatever it might be, years of lifting stuff, back problems. Now, first of all, a lot of that has been eliminated through basic understanding of physiology, different belts, and all these kinds of additional resources that have been created. But on the technology front, where it's really gotten cool, and again, it's been probably, 4 or 5 years now since I was working with the New Construction Alliance, so this has probably gone leaps and bounds since then. But some of the technology that they were developing then were very useful technology to making sure the next generation of construction workers can do the job with little to no concern of physical harm, including the coolest thing I ever saw is they are developing, it's like something out of a science fiction show, movie, or even you see it in some of the superhero things, exosuits. I mean, you're not going to be Iron Man. You're not going to look like that because they're far bigger. But, I mean, you basically get to work. You step into this suit. You can lift a pallet of 2x4s on your own because the suit allows you to do it. It's no physical strain to you. You just have to be able to operate the suit. You still have to understand how construction works, right? You have to know where to put things, what pieces go where, all of that. So the technology is really aiding the prolonged growth of people that are going into it in a healthier way. And then just, I mean, let's get to brass tacks, the money side. This is something that, again, just doing some basic studies, some promotional marketing material 4 or 5 years ago, and these numbers have gotten better over time. You have someone that comes out of high school. Matter of fact, some of these programs will hire your children at age 16, where they become essentially, they're being mentored, right? They're starting their internship, if you will, with these construction companies. They get to come to work after school, and they pay them a very good wage. Then when they graduate high school, depending on what track they're going to follow, the company might pay to send them to a two-year school or a trade school, get a certificate, whatever it is they deem is the right thing, while still employing them. They pursue this while still working, and again, making very good money, 20, 20-some dollars an hour at 18, 19 years old. Then they move through that, and they get whatever certification, designation they want. They become a full-time employee. They get a bump in their salary at that point and their hourly wage. And then there's overtime. You easily have these young men and women having the ability to make money north of $70,000 within a few years of graduation, if not sooner. And again, the process by which this works and has for decades and decades, it's not new under the sun, right? Is you do your job, you do it well. After 4 or 5 years, you're probably going to have the opportunity to move into some kind of a mid-management position within the construction company that you're at, which again comes with an increase in what you're being paid. You know, all things, right? The high tide rises all boats. A few years after that, you might have the chance at working in senior management within the company, or even possibly part ownership within that company. Or as some do, they go out on their own, they start their own company. They pursue their own American dream. Most of these people, if they play their cards right, by the time they're in their early 40s to mid 40s, they're going to be making really good money in a trade that is not going to disappear. There's no reason why overnight suddenly you won't need plumbers or electricians or steam fitters or pipe fitters, or for that matter, drywallers. I mean, there's, you can go through the whole list. Every time you see a piece of construction happening, whether it's an existing building that new people are moving into for business, or they're building a new location, that's these construction workers. When you're selling your house, when you're going to sell your house, or a house is being bought, whatever it might be, they're updating the house, they're remodeling the house, these are the construction trades. The need is consistent and it's there. I mean, can there be hard times? Sure, there can be hard times. But you learn your trade, you learn it well, you work hard, you offer your services at a fair rate, and you're going to be pretty busy. I know many people in the construction industry that are very busy right now, despite the fact that our economy is more or less in the toilet. So you have solid income, you have job security, you have upward mobility, and you have none of the debt, especially if you're going to one of these hoity-toity elite schools that are charging $94,000, $100,000 a year. I mean, if you're going to go to college, be smart about it. Go to a school like the University of Dayton, or go to a school like Hillsdale, where Charlie went. I mean, they're not, you know, none of these are dirt cheap, but they're half the price of these elite schools. You get a better education with none of the harassment. But it's just, I think it's very good news that the message is resonating, that you have more young people, up to 18%, I'd love to see it go higher, leaving and joining, you know, going to trade schools, 23% going directly into the trades. It is a good sign. It is a good, and it, by the way, despite Joe Biden's claim of, you know, building it from the bottom up and the middle out and all this other garbage nonsense, the idea of having a thriving middle class, blue collar worker middle class, is one of the things that will strengthen this nation the most. And despite also what you will hear from the Biden regime, yes, there are many unionized construction companies. There are also many, many, many merit shops that do excellent work, have amazing benefits, wonderful programs, pay very well, and you don't have to worry about your union dues going to support and fund the Democrat Party. So it is absolutely a win-win. It's very good news, and I hope this trend continues from the simple fact that I think this strengthens our country in ways not just financial, but the ability to have families, provide for those families, to have a level of self-determination. That's what this gives. Always good news.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.